The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hi, this is Zach.
And this is Jess.
The episode of Off Book that you are about to listen to was recorded when our brains were absolutely, completely devastated, melted, and this is one of the weirder... This one's weird.
This one's a weird one, so listen at your own risk.
Peril?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Just, you've been warned. If you listen to the whole thing, we did warn you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Oh, welcome to the podcast that you are hearing through your ears.
It's a podcast that we now have done for nigh on 5 years.
And the waves are making sound as they reverberate in air.
But if you are worried about Brett and Scott, they are also sitting in chairs. This is the same podcast, but a different one.
This is the same podcast, but a different one. Sometimes we are wacky, and sometimes we are sincere.
Sometimes we make historical content about a specific year.
Sometimes there are mice, and also too scary, and also some dice.
But this one is different, and by now you've realized this is the same podcast, but a different one. Right, the same. Same chorus, but a different one.
What's the oldest song you know?
Probably a bunch of Gregorian chants.
Oh, sick. Sick flex.
Probably a bunch of Gregorian chants.
Sick flex. It's gotta be Greensleeves.
Which I'm actually now realizing is just Monty Python and... the Holy Grail.
But that's old. But that's from as old as the 70s.
But did they get a real song for that? Or did they...
Or when did they, you are doing... When you are doing a chant...
Do you think people found that super catchy?
Yeah.
I think people lost their mind.
Because I'm always
toe tapping.
And I mean, yeah, honestly, it is so funny that, but like... like there was no music and that was the music, right? So someone probably was like, oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Do that again.
Way before that though.
No, that was the first time. And they were probably like, oh, wait a minute.
No way. They were like this. Ugh.
You think the Uggs made music?
Absolutely. They were little like rock taps or little like whistles or little like, Oog, oog, oog.
Yeah, you're right. The Uggs are probably going, oog, 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 oog. Yeah, you tell me what key we're in.
You tell me what you were.
Together and it got ow, ow,
and I hit a bag of rocks together and it went ow, ow.
But when I hit the sticks, it was different than when you hit the rocks. Cause when I hit the sticks, it got like hot. I don't have a concept for this word. I invented fire.
Into a burning ring of fire.
Cayman music sucked.
I don't know, man. They invented Johnny Cash.
That's true, they did.
I wonder who was the first to invent the...
Oh. Like
he was a king.
The aquatic ape.
Yeah, or like raindrops in a cave.
Raindrops keep falling on my cave. But that doesn't mean that I should ever leave my cave.
Ooh, I love my cave, though. Raindrops keep falling in my cave. They keep falling. It's so rare that you start singing a song that I know the words to.
Here's what I'll say. We love recording doubles because they're efficient for all of our time.
Here's what I'll also say. They melt our brains. What you are hearing now is a fan band episode. That means we're talking to the band. We got Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Zach.
We got Brett. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Zach.
Dana is a boom in a far off room.
She's by snow, even.
Dana, but we'll leave you a room to say hi real quick. Hi, Dana. We miss you.
Okay. There she was. Okay. All right. We won't just do half songs where we or sing songs.
No,
that
though
exist.
We did just record that episode with Tony, which you heard last week, which as
or
you heard.
Or you might be hearing this one first.
Oh,
if we stick to the cadence of alternating.
You're right. Guys, get ready for a Tony Rodriguez episode that is absolutely buck wild in the best way.
Here's what I'll say. We came up with the best merch, which is...
We got merch, and it's...
Ouch, my brain hurts.
Ouch, my brain hurts.
Which is, I think, how we feel now.
Yeah.
Or ouch, something about thinking. Well, you'll find it when we get there.
You'll hear it, and we won't edit this to change it, so you know what it is next week. But this week is about this podcast, which you're hearing now, and it's about the brand new songs that we've cooked up for you today. This one I'm especially excited for. Hit it, Scott.
Oh, yeah. This track? You think we're ready to share this track?
Yeah. Remind me what this one's about, Jessica.
Oh, I'm so excited to finally play this one. This one is about that feeling when you realize
that feeling when
you're at a party. And you make a new friend.
You make a new friend.
And they become sort of like a safe base for you.
Of a safe space.
So that you can like dance and you feel like you're having fun at the party.
And now we're
because you know at least one other
together.
Person.
Because your friend started the dancing. And now you feel like you can dance forever. Thank you.
You can dance if you want to.
You can bring that friend along. Because your friend started to dance. Thank you for the dance. Now everyone will dance along.
You can dance if you want to. Now your friends made you feel you belong. Because they started the dance. And it's hard for that first dance. And now we're dancing all along.
The party had a DJ, but the dance floor was bare. It was impeccable music, but there was no one dancing through the air.
Some people stepped and touched, but then they only stepped and touched one time. Even though the music, as previously stated, was pretty damn sublime.
It takes a brave, brave person to get out on that floor and dance like they're the only one who's ever danced before. And we say,
you can dance if you want to.
You can bring your friend along. Your friend started the dance, and since he will dance, you know he can't be wrong.
Oh, and it takes a second to grow.
A second to grow.
It's just a small little circle. chuckle at first, but soon you better know.
Soon everyone knows
that the dance grows.
The dance grows.
Oh, it grows.
Oh!
You can dance if you want to.
You can
bring your friends along. 'Cause your friends started the dance, and this dance is going to every song. Song to song to song to song to song to song to song. You can dance if you want to, and you want to dance now that your friend has come. Along. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being the first friend out on the dance floor.
It's hard to be that friend.
It is hard to be that friend. That is a really clutch player at a party or a wedding.
I feel like you must have them at a wedding.
It's a collaborative effort between the person and the DJ, right? Because, like, you must play as that song. A lot of times I feel like there's a song that is like calling everyone out to the dance floor, and it is the wrong song. Like, it is a song that is like popular or whatever, but like there are certain songs that like people hear them and they run in from the food to come dance to. You have to start a wedding dance to one of those.
I don't know. Sometimes you got to build it, you know, it's a dance of its own, you know, because if you start too strong, then you don't have anywhere to build to.
So you want to start with like, yeah, no, you're right.
You got to start with something strong.
Those are bangers. But like, what I'm saying is I think that oftentimes we are course correcting to not good enough song to start with.
It also depends on the like venue, like what range and age are we dealing
and
with?
Vibe,
you know?
I love when the DJ
is like thinking they have any control over it, where they're like, all right, everyone, it's time to get on the dance floor.
No. You can't do it with your words. You can't do it with your words. You have to lead the horse to water. You can't word the horse to water.
You can't make the horse dance.
You can't. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. You cannot make the horse dance.
First of all, it's hard because their legs don't move in all the ways that you think they should.
And those things on the end are basically made out of fingernail. They're basically hair.
They're a bunch of toes that grew together and they're walking around on their fingernails.
And it's ouch.
They're saying ouch, ouch, ouch every time. But you don't... No. Welcome to our new horse video game.
So Scott literally just did a few things and then went, no.
No.
Poor buddy. He really just felt himself out on a limb there.
That's more me like hitting the patch and going, that's not the noise I was hoping it would be.
I see. Yes. And oh, was that? How was that?
Yeah, also bad.
I kind of liked it.
I mean, I like it, but also bad.
Okay, well, listen, I need to be topical. I need to just speak about what's happening in my life right now, which is raining.
Please speak on it.
So here's me speaking truth to the fact that it's raining. And
I'm so brave of you to speak truth to Ray.
Well, you know, you got to.
Got to.
Does anyone have a favorite rainy day memory or favorite rainy day activity or something they're looking forward to doing tonight once we stop doing this and we go homes and it's the rains?
And
like soup and hot drinks. Like there's only a month of the year where you can really get away with feeling like that's appropriate in California.
Okay, I eat soup year round, but okay.
Oh no, no. If it is like anything warmer than 50 degrees, I'm like never.
I would say I have an 80% soup based diet.
True. I will say this though, like I'm with you, Jess. Free the soup year round. However, rainy day soup does hit different.
Yes. Of course, rainy day soup is still epitome of soup.
Yeah.
Did anyone have soup already today? Is this anything?
Is this soup cast? What, can we get the soup report of anything? Had soup? Please, someone talk about soup.
Okay. Do you have like ever, is this how anyone else's brain works where like, I feel like there is just a catalog in my head of basically like sound bites through my entire existence where do you, and that's how it's going through right now. I'm like, is this anything? Is this anything? Is this anything? And it's landing on Mike Myers on some sort of talk show. It might have been the Rosie O'Donnell show, but it also might not have. Mike Myers on a talk show, and he's talking about his mother. He's like doing his like prepared little story, and he's like talking about I think his parents are from like Liverpool, but he grew up in Canada. And
he said, you know, I had a, it was probably about like the origin of Austin Powers. And he's like, well, my parents are British, you know, like the accent was in my house, blah, blah.
I did not know that.
And he was like, he does an impression of his mom where he goes, you know, my mom just called me the other day, we're talking. And then all of a sudden she drops out of the conversation for a little bit. And I go, Mom, what's up? What's going on? She goes, do you know, I was just thinking, I'm a bit of a soup nut. And that clip is in my head like a all clip show. Like, yeah. I'm a bit of a soup nut.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a bit of a soup nut. Someone find this clip and send it to me.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's got to be out there.
And does anyone else have really fond memories of the Rosie O'Donnell show? Was that huge culture for anyone else in this room?
Well, you know me. Tuned into all culture of all times. Thank you for putting it gently. Yes, no culture.
I used to play on the playground the Rosie O'Donnell show with
what
my friend.
What does Kyle. That mean?
My friend Kyle Sheldon. Shout out.
KS.
He would play her band leader, and I would play Rosie O'Donnell. We would just like, you know, like how you would play house. We would just like be in a corner of the playground, and I'd be like, okay, today we have Tom Cruise. What a cutie patootie. I wish I could kiss him. Listerine, Listerine, koosh ball, koosh ball. And he'd be like, you know, Rosie, I saw this great musical the other night. I was like, oh, we love musicals. And then he'd be like, okay, now I'm going to be Penny Marshall. And I'd be like, great. My guest is my dear friend, Penny Marshall. And then he would come out and he'd be like, oh, Rosie. Oh, Rosie. You won't believe the thing that happened to me last night. I fell asleep with my contacts. And then me?
How old were you? Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Like second grade.
This is insane.
Is it?
This is the most, I mean, and just, no, like origin story. Yeah,
insane
I've ever
is
heard.
The wrong word. What I meant is like, this is so impressively detailed. Yeah. And so like, I think when I was when I was a kid, I was running on the playground being like, what if I was a dolphin, but the dolphin had arms and legs and shot fire? Kick, 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 climb, okay. Run.
I have another.
You're over here like constructing a fucking perfect recreation of a talk show talking about falling asleep with your contact lens.
Can we have a moment? Not that popular of a talk show. And also, wasn't it a daytime talk show?
It's a very adult talk show.
No, it was on like 3. So if you came home from school and you were like doing your homework, you could put on like the Rosie O'Donnell show and you could watch her talk to her band leader, who's, I think his name is Jonathan, maybe, I forget. And she really would have Penny Marshall on a lot. Like, they were dear friends. And he was probably quoting, again, shout out to not just me, but also Kyle Sheldon. He was quoting probably like a real episode where Penny Marshall falls asleep with her contacts in.
I believe it. That's one incredible retention in that moment. Yeah. It's absurd retention that you remember it now.
Well, you know, that I am a true freak about that. Yeah. Okay, I have another like soundbite that went through my head where there was one other girl in my grade who was like obsessed with doing plays as much as me. Shout out Brittany Hammond. And we were double cast as Oliver when we were both in fifth grade. And she and I were like buds when we would do the plays, but we didn't hang out that much at school. But one time I was just like wandering around the playground and kind of like bopping from friend to friend. And I was like, oh, let's check in on Brittany Hammond over here. Like, I'm in an open world video game. I'm like, okay, we got Brittany Hammond over in the corner behind the baseball stop, hanging out with Jenny Chang. I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah, and
I'm
big old exclamation point over her head. There's a quest there.
Yeah, exactly. So I walk over. This is legitimately, I think I can pull this quote. Like, I can put myself in this moment. Where I'm like, hey, Brittany, hey, Jenny, what's up? And Jenny was like so quiet and was there as truly just like doing Brittany's bidding. And Brittany goes, oh, we're just in the middle of doing a little improv based on Titanic. So we're doing like kind of a classic poor boy, rich girl love story. And I was like, OK, cool. She's like, do you want to join? And I was like, what kind of sounds like you got it?
You want to be the boat?
Yeah, it's like,
like what? Like, who are you? And that's
it. Yeah, exactly. She was like, well, you could be any side character. I was like, I'm okay.
Just, man, girls are like, smarter than
what
boys.
What kind of school you went to, but I know you went in the same district as I did.
Brookhaven?
Yeah. No, this just doesn't line up at all. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're just wildly different. You did,
I mean, just like wandering around playing make-believe based on media.
Let's see how far we can kick this thing.
Yeah, truly. I mean, like, I consider myself to have been like a pretty creative kid, but like all of that stuff of like, you know what it was, though? I think the big difference is that you were like ingesting a lot of culture.
Yes.
I famously have no culture.
Yeah.
No reference point for anything.
I loved television. And Kyle and I also used to make movies in his backyard, and we would like recreate existing movies. So somewhere in someplace, there are movies of us making our own Jurassic Park, where we made a giant T-Rex out of cardboard, making our own Hocus Pocus, where there was an ending where
I must see these.
I know. Kyle, where are they? Kyle, we gotta see the tapes.
Release the Jessica cut of Jurassic Park.
And we would just rope in our other friends, Dominic and his little brother, Anthony, who lived around the corner, to be in them, even though they were not on the same page as like me and Kyle.
And Anthony, fucking figure it out.
I mean, they were great. They were good sports, but were they? Yes, they were. But Kyle and I were like obsessed. We like wanted to be actors. And then, okay, this is so much information and no song, but whatever.
Hey, listener, this is Fan Band. Any rules that you thought were happening?
You're going to hear a bunch of childhood stories.
You're going to hear a bunch of childhood stories. And if you don't like it, that's fine.
So I have this other clip in my clip show that's now running through my head of the Jurassic Park one. I remember we taught Anthony. So if we're in like second and third grade, Anthony's like in kindergarten, and we're up in the treehouse, and we're obviously made our own plot, but it's loosely, very directly based on the actual movie. And we told Anthony that his line was, "But how are we going to get the fences back on?" And this kid just says it after every line. Like, we're like, okay, we have to focus on the raptors.
But how are we going to get the fences back on?
Right, but what about where if the T-Rex gets out and we got to see if Ellie got back from turning the lights off?
But how are we going to get the fences
yeah,
back on?
Yeah, we understand, but it was just like, this whole video, it
that's
just
very funny.
Has a small little blonde kid just saying over and over and
it's
over.
It's my line. I say it after your line.
Every time. Yeah. But how are we going to get the fences
back
on?
That's how I operate as
but
an actor.
Question, when the fences get turned back on, is it not like, oh, the most relieving moment?
Yeah, exactly.
Dramatic tension.
Yeah, but also, even if the fence gets turned back on, that kid's going to keep saying that line.
Okay, one more part about this process.
Wouldn't stop you if I could.
Where Kyle and I would make movies, and he really led the charge. I think it was like his camera. We made them in his yard.
Kyle, release the cut.
But he would also always have us do this thing where every movie. So silly. Every single movie we made started with every kid who was going to be in the movie. So it was a rotating cast of like me, Kyle, Dom, Anthony, Sharon Hogue.
Uh-huh.
We would all have to each perform to camera a lip sync to a popular song, unrelated, as sort of like the mise-en-scene.
To get the energy up. This guy's like directorial stamp.
Yes, and for some reason we all wanted to do them on the top bunk of his bunk bed, so it would be like a kid squashed down.
Listen to this, though. Picture this.
Please.
Picture this. It's Star Wars, right? You're in the open. You've come to see George Lucas's Star Wars before anything happened. You got Carrie Fisher. You got Mark Hamill. Harrison Ford.
An epic tale, a movie, a feature you wanna view. The lights are dimming, the popcorn smell, the excitement pulsing through you. And no, there aren't trailers, no coming attractions, oh no. Before the movie, please watch this lip-syncing show.
It's the opening credits where the cast lip-syncs to a pop song. The opening credits where the cast lip-syncs to a pop song. Do you think they are singing the song? They are not. That is wrong. It's the opening credits where the cast lip-syncs to a pop song.
And sorry, is the song related to the movie?
It is absolutely not. It just has to be in the charts, preferably towards the top.
And is the cast going one at a time?
I'm actually not sure.
Yes, they are.
Okay, they are going one at a time, so they each get their focus there. It's the opening credits where the cast lip-syncs to a pop song. This new thing where the opening credits, the cast lip-syncs to a pop song. And if you think it's only some of the cast, it's not. That is wrong. It's the opening credits where the cast lip-syncs to a pop song. Which of course means in a bigger movie it takes a long time. The extras are cast too.
And they all get a line. And oh, I know you think this shouldn't have to have been said, but the whole cast is jammed up on the top of the bunk bed.
It's the out. Up on a bunk bed, it's the opening credits where the cast lip syncs to a pop song. And do you think, does the genre of new music relate to the movie? No, it doesn't. That's wrong. It is pop. It's the opening credits where the cast lip syncs to a pop song on a bunk bed. Scott, do you like it when you're doing a thing and then we can't decide when the song ends?
It's my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. Is that Star Wars?
Yeah, sort of.
Ooh, that's the beautiful.
Nice, seemed like the natural transition.
Yeah, the scrawl is yeah. Yeah. And the camera pans to some yeah. Desert planet
there's
always.
There's two suns or moons or whatever.
Fuck it, it's space. So it's many, different. There's so many, moons. Could you even imagine? It's like, yes, nerds.
Yeah, I can.
You know what has a lot of moons? A lot of planets in our solar system.
I'm looking at you, Jupiter. I'm looking at you, Saturn. I'm
looking at you, other ones. Probably got a lot of moons.
Probably. There's probably lots of moons.
I don't even know. Are there any planets with no moons?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Pluto, well, I don't think Mercury. I think a lot of the smaller planets, anything that's smaller than...
Smaller planet
I feel like
never.
We are the first moon in the solar system. Yeah, like Venus and Mercury.
Earth? Really?
I'm not sure that they're big enough to have their own gravitational pull.
I don't know for a
pull.
Fact. I just feel it in my heart.
Me too. I feel it. I also feel it.
That's how I feel that science is, though. It's just sort of like...
What you think,
how
right.
You think it is. Yeah, you're right.
How about Uranus?
What you said it!
You sang, Grant.
You said it!
Slap the R on this one, my guys.
Yeah, we're talking about explicit. Butts. I know we spent 45 minutes talking about my childhood, but now we're talking butts.
Now it's time for butts talk. Butts and all the things you can't do with them and put up them. Butt stuff.
Butt stuff. Here we come. We got butt stuff.
In our butts, it's butt stuff.
Not so long. It's nut stuff. It's butt stuff on.
Yeah, it's not nut stuff. It's butt stuff.
I wasn't sure if we did you ever have a theme song for that.
Did you ever have a science teacher that called it Uranus?
All
just
of them.
For that? Just
trying to fucking dodge it.
And you're like, right. Be serious.
It's like, we all
yeah, we know what you're doing.
Do you know, okay, this... Did you read a separate piece?
No.
All right, never mind. I don't need to drive this train again. Someone else talk about their life.
You know that part? I'm thinking back. This is a later childhood memory, but like, do you remember the first time that y'all like drank? I don't mean like a sip of beer. Because I'm trying to think about, like, the first time I drank was, like, at my own house. And I think we basically made, like, what was essentially, like, punt, like, jungle juice, I think is what we called it, which was just, like, a bunch of... I want to say it had Cactus Cooler was involved.
It's a great choice.
A great mixer for anything. Cactus Cooler, I'm realizing, is, like, maybe a sort of regional soda.
Yeah.
Didn't pop up ever. I'm definitely talked about it on this podcast before.
It's an orange pineapple soda that's, I think, only in the Southwest.
It's great. If you can
or
ever,
it might be in all of California, but
yeah, if you ever get your hands on it, do.
It's delish.
It is very sweet. Don't get it twisted.
It's so good though.
Shout out Cactus Cooler.
Sponsor the pod. Why don't you stop being cowards?
Listen, Cactus Cooler, we're going to do an ad song for you right now. Pro bono.
You can have this for free for
wait,
now.
Hold on though. No, you can't actually. We're going to do it for you for free.
But
we're doing it on spec. But then if you want to air it, then it just costs a measly $2 million. Don't worry.
Or a lifetime supply of Cactus Cooler.
I will accept a lifetime supply of Cactus Cooler.
For me and my immediate family.
For me and my six closest friends. Feels like we're doing a theme park ad. Win a trip for free Cactus Cooler of life for you and your six closest friends. But no, this is an ad for Cactus Cooler, so don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah, baby.
Oh, out in the twisted desert. Out in the burning sand. Parched and he grasps in his hands a delicious orange beverage, so sweet to taste, and he pours it in his mouth and down his face,
and he thinks it's just an oasis, a mirage inside his mind, 'cause he's never tasted citrus and pineapple sublime. But this is no dream.
It's Cactus Cooler. this is really good. This is really good. And I think they're really going to like this and buy this.
Yeah.
I think it needs a second sort of motion, okay. Second sort of movement.
Sure.
In like a wildly different genre to connect.
So that's sort of like the pre-chorus. That's like the
that's
ad.
In it.
That's
that
the
part's
long
there.
Ad.
Okay. We do that and it's like, okay, it's Cactus Cool, Ooh. Which is not, again, the name of the drink. So we right. probably should say that
and
at some point.
We have to get Sam Elliott for that.
And we have to get Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott does that first part.
Yep.
It's a video as it's an ad. It's a commercial.
Yeah.
It's
it can not, just be his VO, but it has to be Sam Elliott.
Has
to,
yeah. And if it's, commercial, he has to say, I'm Sam Elliott.
I'm Sam Elliott. Okay, this good. Is we got this cooler.
We got that.
Okay.
And then the second part will be more like.
I'm Sam Elliott, and I just saw a water slide.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Ho, 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 ho. Whoa.
Really good. That part's really good too, and I feel like it flows really good. We yeah. still have now said the drink is red and blue. It's not. It's orange. We did say the full name of the drink. That's good.
Yeah. Now probably just like testimonials.
Yeah, probably just yeah. I think that's right. This is the part of the song that has a bunch of testimonials. That's good. Hi, my name is Dale from Dale, Wisconsin, and yeah, I've heard the jokes. But here in Wisconsin, we don't always have Cactus Cooler, and that makes me sad because it's a great orange drink for you and your mouth, and it tastes like the islands.
Hey, my name's Catherine, and I live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I've never tried Cactus Cooler, but I wish I could. One time, I visited my cousins in Glendale, and they said we were going to get Cactus Cooler, but then their mom got Surge, and then those cousins moved.
Hi, Dale again. I have to come clean about something. I also haven't tried Cactus Cooler. It doesn't exist where I live, but I want to try it so bad. Cactus Cooler, send your stuff to Michigan.
Hello, my name is Roberta, and I'm the founder of Surge, which was bought by Coca-Cola. Listen, Surge might not exist anymore, the powerful lemon-lime beverage with an extra dose of caffeine, but I'm sorry for everyone who wanted Cactus Cooler. And could only have Surge.
Hi, it's me, Darren Blightman. I live in California, where Cactus Cooler is available, but I also have never tried it. But oh boy, I'm thinking about it now. Cactus Cooler. It's not just theoretical, it's real.
Cactus Cooler, it's real.
Okay, now that was good. But
I think we got it.
That's perfect, but I'm worried that isn't Diet Coke the real thing, or Pepsi, it's the real thing?
Yeah, there ain't nothing like the real thing, Pepsi.
Well, we didn't say that. We okay, said, we're Cactus safe. Cooler, it's real.
Then perfect, no notes.
I think it's pretty good. And I think we did an interesting twist on testimonials where the people where none of the people
had
the product. And in fact, a CEO of a different product was involved. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was super cool of Roberta to talk about Surge that way.
Yeah. Are our brains more melted than usual on this one?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll blame the rain.
I want to know, have you ever blamed the rain?
I want to know, have you ever blamed the rain?
Yeah, this is a rainy day song to take us to the break, y'all.
Let's see, let's start again.
It doesn't have to be that one, but that's close enough.
I love that song, too.
Yeah. I can't even remember how that thing started.
Someone told me long ago.
That's the words, but I don't
know. Someone told me long ago. Be careful on the freeways you go. Cause they don't drive in the rain in LA.
If it's just a little wet, it's still as crazy as driving can get.
I know.
Someone just crossed the
says,
I wanna know, have you soaking bride.
I know.
She thought it would be sunny.
And you didn't pay for a tent, 'cause they were saying it's extra to rent. Oh no. Now you are see through.
Everyone can see you through. We'll be right back.
Have you said and everyone can see your boobs?
Yeah.
You little twerp.
Hey.
Sorry, the bride.
Sorry, the bride. We saw your boobs. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If they're back into the show. And we are.
And we are. If you were asking a question.
Okay. All right.
I need a called shot. I need.
Scott has something.
Oh, that's great.
He perked up.
I was just going to ask, like, how many Pepsi, like, things were Ray Charles? Because there was, like, the one we mentioned earlier, and then there was, you got the right one, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I feel like there were more.
There was a time when the Pepsi commercials were. Well, and Coke commercials.
Yeah, because I immediately
thought the Cola Wars really brought out the best in soda advertising.
Christina and Brittany were both in on it, I think, on different ones, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember who was which. Wait, no. Ba, 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 ba. That's Pepsi.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, that means wow. That's Christina, right?
Pepsi usually had more like celebrity power behind them.
I'm going to be real. It always feels like Pepsi is the underdog in this fight.
Oh, yeah, they are.
But like, how close are they?
Not close at all in terms of not close at all. Especially if you think globally, it's not close at all.
And you should
not
think close. Globally and act locally. Locally.
Drink local Pepsi.
Stupid. Stupid.
Did the Jamie Foxx movie cover his Pepsi career?
I wish it had.
I didn't recall. See it. You didn't see Ray?
No, but I want to because I saw something lately on him. He and Ray Charles like worked on the character together.
Yeah.
And Ray Charles, I was like so impressed with Jamie Foxx
like,
in that.
For like a showy biopic where you're like, are you doing anything like interesting? That one, I think he really is like pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
and he really
movie.
Played the piano and sang well. Yeah.
Hey, Scott, be honest with us.
Yeah.
The piano's really easy, right?
The piano's super easy.
It's like buttons you press and sound comes out,
right?
What
Jamie Foxx did.
I mean, Ray Charles was blind. He played.
Right. It's amazing.
On the record.
That's what Scott was saying, not me.
Oh, yeah, Scott. Yeah. I can't believe you said
wow,
that.
Wow, Scott.
Wow, Scott.
Wow.
You guys, Brett's just saying what apparently I'm thinking, so.
Wow. Yeah. So
wow.
So should I play these drums or what?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you should.
Should I play the bass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I
don't... Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone play something different.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
I'll play.
All right. Give me the guitar. Yeah.
Hopefully my mic will pick it up.
Okay. I'm gonna. No strap on this bad boy. All right.
Is that your mic?
So I don't have headphones at all. That'll be the orange over your voice. So you'll just have to all play.
I see.
Because I can't hear.
You can't hear. You're just
no.
You're also not being mic'd, are you?
We think it might get in there a little bit.
She's thinking about
okay,
here.
Just to sort of clarify what's happening. Jess is sitting at the drums. I'm standing with the bass, and I'm in front of a microphone. Brett is on keys. Scott is on the guitar.
Okay.
However, Jessica's drums are not mic'd, so we're just like see if we're
and
picking up
ambient.
And Jessica has no headphones, so she can't hear what we're
doing. So I'm just gonna play the most basic rock.
So she's gonna play basic, and y'all are gonna follow me because I don't play bass.
Okay, ready?
And that's the reason why I make any mistake.
That's right.
One, two.
This is the key of E minor.
One,
baby.
Two, three, four. Wait, sorry. Let me try that again. One, two.
Okay.
My favorite part is calmly walking back to our real spots after
calmly,
that.
Calmly and quietly returning to where we feel safe.
We none of us even said like woo.
Woo.
Yeah. We all just silently stood up.
Actually though, hey Scott, can I take bass for a second?
Okay. Yeah.
Right, it's probably easy if I keep using my same mic, right?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want me to do?
I'm just gonna go sit over there on the piano.
I suppose you'd probably have to describe my drumming as excellent.
I would say your drumming was fantastic. I really like the cool stick trick that you did that caused you to drop a stick.
That was an accident. Ooh, hell yeah, Brett. The song that I, when I was at music camp for piano, but the song I, we got to play, take like electives, and I took a drum class, and I learned to play that most very basic beat, and we were taught that to the song One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
Did you turn off the piano, or did I accidentally unplug it?
Oh, I unplugged it.
Come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. It's got to be something better than in the middle. To me and Cinderella, put it all together. We can drive the all night with one headlight. Yeah. Okay. Now Zach's on the piano, Scott's on the bass, Brett's on the drums that, again, we don't know if they get picked up in the mix. Now they are live acoustic drums.
Wait,
they should come through a little.
How does the patch change?
The 1, 2, 3, 4.
The 1, 2, 3, 4.
How does the patch change? Hey, everybody.
Okay, so.
On off book, sometimes we get cuckoo.
Sometimes we've been doing this for way too long.
Like. Years and also specifically this day.
I was more talking about today, but yes.
All right, but let's write. Let's not sing about ourselves. Let's sing, because we maybe have one more song.
Let's sing about other people, not about us, about them.
Or like a comedic premise, you know?
Yes, a comedic premise
that we explore through an improvised song, because that I would say is what we do.
That's what we do. For example. There's a bunch of...
For example, what if cavemen made music, but all they have is Uggs?
We did that one.
And they sound like a jug band, but they're an Ugg band.
Yeah, just towards me.
Okay. We did that one, though. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was just giving a for example that we had
done.
That's
a good example of one that we have done.
We did a beverage commercial. So you already did that one. That one we already did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay.
Can we do a song that would become an...
Can we do a song so loud that God tells to turn it down?
He's like, please, enough of this.
Not that.
Okay, imagine like you're on my own. So your songs that become an overly used audition song. You know, that basically they're like... Oh no, not another.
It just hits all the tropes of like what someone requires in like an acting class or a musical theater. Fire.
Exactly. This is like the song pulled from a musical that becomes a way too common audition song. And Brett, I know that's information for you mostly. Oh yeah. I'll try to give you a sense once it's like. Yeah. But I would say, wait for the chorus, because this is more, perfect, great. These are the streets that I have walked since I was a child. Through rain and wind and snow and sun, so my own. But then a day comes where the street gives away to the side. the end of Act One.
And that's the end of episode this.
This. All right, give it up for Brett Morris on the drums. Can we hear some? We'll see. Give it up for Scott Passarella. In this place, he's on the bass. Give it up for Zach Reno on the pianino.
One more time, please. Say up. Exactly that one more time, please.
Give it up for Zach Reno on the pianino. Pianino?
Play the pianino. No, pianino is correct.
Give it up for yourselves. You know what? I want to know if you've ever blamed the rain. And if you are, if you're blaming the rain for this episode feeling a little weird and wacky, thanks for hanging out with us anyway. We love it when you do. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if we can't get Sam Elliott for that VO,
we're not doing it, you know?
Bye! Pretty good, Brett.